Let's see. The planet is hot. Droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can. If we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
Hi, Betsy Rosenberg here, and I'm here to tell you that green works. I mean, it really works. Greenworks Natural Cleaners, that is. My family and I, along with our wonderful housekeeper Maria, were fortunate enough to be one of the early testers for Clorox's line of natural cleaners. And happy to report from the green front, we love everything we've tried. No kidding. Even Maria, who had previously rejected eco-friendly cleaning products I brought home, loved it. From the natural all-purpose cleaner to the natural dishwashing liquid to the latest great green offering, biodegradable cleaning wipes. My husband especially loves those. He's a bit of a clean fanatic and uses them to wipe down the kitchen counters after I've taken a swipe with a sponge. After patting himself on the back for his superior cleaning techniques, he just tosses those biodegradable wipes right into our compost heap, and voila! What could be better than that? Well, I'm happy to report that Greenworks Natural Cleaners cost less than other eco-friendly brands, so take it from this eco-mom on the green front lines. Green works. It really works.
This is the Green Talk Network, helping to provide a sustainable future for us all. You're listening to On the Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg. The phone lines are open for your comments and questions at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send Betsy Rosenberg an email. Her address is betsy@thegreenfront.com. Now, back to On the Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg.
Today's show is dedicated to what's new on the green front with eco-innovators. We started with green carpeting, went to green carnations, and now green clothing. Another guy who has really seen a vision quite some time ago, go back to 1997, and that's when Mike Korchinski envisioned Wildlife Works. Mike, welcome to the program, and we missed you last time.
Yeah,
now we
had
a second chance. Wildlife Works is known as a pioneer in eco-fashion. You've been around as long as I have. That goes back about 12 years ago now. And tell us what you set out to do and what you have achieved, and then we'll talk about what's next.
Yeah, I mean, Wildlife Works was an unusual company because we were always about consumer, what we call consumer-powered conservation. We started as a company trying to find ways to engage the power of the consumer marketplace in wildlife conservation. And the initial way that we did that was to create an eco-fashion brand, Wildlife Works, back in 1997. And we used the products that we sold to create jobs for the communities in Africa that have to live with wildlife. So we developed a factory there. I don't know if some people may know this story. It's been around a long time, but we've been around 10 years, and we built a rammed earth factory in the bush in Kenya and trained local women there how to sew. And we've been exporting products there for the last now 12 years and keeping people employed in a very impoverished community there. And those jobs gave the community the economic choice to be able to protect their environment and preserve the biodiversity that lived there. So that's how we started. And over the years, our fashion brand has been available in lots and lots of different places.
Including at Greenfest. I first got to try your wares at Greenfest about 4 years ago, I think. You had a stand with people crowded around it. You had all kinds of organic T-shirts, and I picked out one that was black with white lettering across the front that said, "Extinction sucks," and I had more fun with that T-shirt. I think I wore it to every green event I went to. I've washed it so many times, and the colors of black and whites are still bright. And I just said, this is a cool company, and you guys have simply grown from there.
Yeah, that was actually one of my favorite T-shirts, too. That was a phrase that came up in our early conversations about what we were doing.
It even got the attention of Al Gore, who likes it. So you're going to get me one because I'm going to Nashville next week and going to deliver it in person.
I am, yes. Yeah. So we've had a good run with our fashion brand. And I think the interesting development for us has been that with the recession hitting pretty badly last year for, I think, probably everybody in the country, of course, but especially those of us that occupy what still I would have to say is not quite the mainstream yet, we felt that I needed to keep my options open and look at other ways that we could engage the marketplace in protecting wilderness. We have become stewards along the way of a 75,000-acre sanctuary in Kenya, and that's part of a 500,000-acre wildlife corridor that we're trying to protect. So we're always looking for ways, exploring avenues to use other market-based tools to protect wildlife and wild lands.
And you're not only in the clothing business in terms of products, but you've entered the carbon marketplace. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that's one of these things that came up. Became available recently. Because we're managing this large piece of forest in Kenya, over the years, lots of people would come through and tell me that we ought to be getting benefit from the carbon market. The carbon market is going to help you. And every time I checked, we were not eligible, essentially, in the original Kyoto Protocol for lots and lots of detailed political reasons. Forestry was completely excluded, which is a little ironic if you think that the environmental movement for the last 30 years has been describing the forests as the lungs of the planet. And when it came to creating a mechanism for cleaning up the air of the planet, they completely ignored forests. So we weren't eligible, and therefore it was not a tool that we could employ. But about a year ago, the mood within the environmental community was changing pretty dramatically. There was a realization that about 20 to 25% of annual global emissions of carbon dioxide come from tropical deforestation. So that's more than all the cars, trains, planes, boats, and automobiles in the world. So it's a big contributor. The destruction of tropical forests is an enormous contributor to the problem. And on the flip side, it's an enormous benefit to the planet when it's intact. So the rules started to people started to look at the rules, and in November of last year, a group called the Voluntary Carbon Standard out of London decided to include voluntary in the voluntary market to include what they call reduced emissions from deforestation degradation projects, or RED projects. So you may hear that acronym going forward, but the acronym REDD is an acronym for projects that prevent greenhouse gas emissions by protecting forests from being destroyed.
Well, how can consumers get involved in all the great work you're doing besides buy a T-shirt, and where can they find your clothing?
Yeah, wildlifeworks.com is our the best place to go to look for our product. We're in the early stages, funnily, with Gerald Prohlman. I have a new joint venture who you mentioned as the founder of Organic Bouquet. He and I are working on the next generation retail for Wildlife Works, but right now wildlifeworks.com is the best place for our products. The consumers are going to be impacted significantly. I mean, of course, global warming impacts everybody, and everybody has a carbon footprint, no matter how green we are. And so the ability to offset your footprint and in doing so protect tropical forests, I think, is a nice way to do it. It's sort of more interesting than, you know, supporting a methane gas project in a factory pig farm in North Carolina or something. So you can protect elephants and lions and zebras and offset your carbon footprint at the same time. And so we'll be launching our carbon offsets in the retail market towards the end of this year. And we'll also be partnering with large U.S. and international corporations who are doing their best in a voluntary way to offset their own carbon emissions.
I know you're planning to open a store in San Francisco. Are you looking to go beyond Northern California with retail outlets?
Yeah, we are. National distribution has always been a challenge for us, but it's also a great opportunity now that the national market is aware of fair trade and organic clothing. So we definitely would like to be national. We'd actually like to be international. We've got thoughts about London, and interestingly, we were we were approached by an organization called Masdar, which is developing the most the unbelievable green economy in, or green city, excuse me, in Abu Dhabi. So, I mean, we have plans for a very exciting new retail venture. And again, that will be late this year when we launch.
Wow, and while it's a perfect example of the green lining in the dark cloud, while most retail outlets are really struggling and some are even shutting down, you're looking to expand because you have, you know, something that is in the green marketplace, and that's where we are seeing growth, one of the few areas.
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think more and more consumers are realizing that there are more dimensions of the decisions of what they purchase, and that they have tremendous power to influence the future of the planet for good or bad with their dollars. And I think that trend will only continue to grow as the challenges the planet faces also, sadly, will grow for the next few years until hopefully we can turn the corner.
We just have a couple more minutes. I'm curious, do you get, you know, orders for your clothing from around the country, or is it mostly the green pocket still? San Francisco, L.A., Portland, Seattle, Madison, Wisconsin? Or is it really coming from all over since you do see an opportunity to expand your retail outlets?
Yeah, all over. You know, obviously when you're talking about retail markets, you're talking about the larger metropolitan areas just because of the, you know, volume of people. But from the web standpoint, we get orders from literally every literally every state for sure, every state and most zip codes in the country. So I don't see, I mean, of course there are concentrations in the places you'd expect, but certainly the awareness of these products is certainly national and very well distributed now.
Besides Extinction Sucks, do you have any other favorite slogans on your T-shirts?
Do I have any favorite slogans? I think that's the best one.
I can give you a few.
Get Wild is one of our favorite ones, but Get Wild was one of our other ones. We'll have to create a small collection for you, Betsy, for all your favorite green slogans. How about
I'll
that?
I'll give you a few. I'm a slogan meister, they say. The future is green or not at all, and on and on. We just have two more minutes, maybe a little less. Can I give you a quick anecdote about your T-shirt? In addition to Al Gore complimenting it when I saw him at the opening of Inconvenient Truth, about that time, a couple of years back, there was an open house at my daughter's school, and it was September, so the weather was very hot. And I had been to a green conference that day, so I had it on, and I had a little blouse over it because, you know, didn't want to shock anybody at her school. And sure enough, it was too hot, took off the blouse while we're sitting in the classroom, and one of the more conservative moms in the school turned around and looked, saw my T-shirt, Extinction Sucks, and said, "Do you use that word in your house?" And I thought, ooh, what do I say here? And I said, "Oh, yeah, extinction? We talk about environmental challenges all the time in my household." That was just a fun moment where she was shocked that I would wear something that said Extinction Sucks. She was offended by the sucks, and I decided to make a point about extinction being the really blasphemous
exactly
word and condition and something to talk about.
Yeah, that is. I mean, you know, there's a, as serious as these issues are, of course, it never hurts to smile and engage people in a way that makes them warm to the subject. So I think that's been our approach from the beginning, is to have fun, fashionable products that people want to wear and they want to be seen in, as opposed to something that's green for green's sake and sits in the bottom of their drawer.
Absolutely, and I appreciate your sense of fun, and I appreciate your coming on the Green Front, and we'll be tracking your progress as you go forth and greenify. Thanks so much, Mike Korchinski.
Thank you, Betsy.
We'll be back right after these messages with Green Maven Joey Shep.